Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The show is kind of back. It's Spencer German. It's Jake Volnick here with you on this MLK Day, a very important day in the history of our great nation, of our great state of Ohio, because the Ohio State Buckeyes have a chance to win a national championship tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
There we are.
Let's go. I don't know if there's anything else important going on today, but that's where my mind is at.
I have been paying attention to nothing else.
I looked over and Hody had a hat in his hand. I didn't know what kind of hat it was for a second. I was like, what hat is he holding? Is he connected to the other thing that's going on today? I don't know.
Go Bucks.
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's right. We certainly will have a lot to talk about when it comes to the Ohio State Buckeyes. Jake Volnick and I actually just this morning dropped an episode of Sons of the Shoe. If you want to hear some of our thoughts on the matchup later tonight, we had predictions in there. We will give you those again later in the show before we sign off, but we're not going to give them to you before then. So if you want a spoiler and hear what they are, go check out Sons of the Shoe. But in the meantime, 216-474-0092. It is freezing cold outside. We are here ready to talk some sports with you. Jake, I know you've been dealing with an illness.
I have.
How are you feeling?
We are much better, actually, right? Like, even from yesterday, I felt that Meredith and I were on yesterday morning. I was not 100%, not even close. I was sitting here in pure death.
Well, I can tell that you're in much better spirits because, like, when I last talked to you was probably when we recorded like our midweek episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
And I could tell you were starting to like feel it. And I was like, yeah, he doesn't seem like himself, but now you definitely seem more like yourself today.
Yeah. Today is the first day that I feel like, aside from a small cough that's going to be remaining that I have to figure out how to get rid of, we're feeling pretty good. It's like 100% other than that.
It's just really cold outside. That's the only thing that stinks now.
Yeah. It doesn't help the entire problem here.
So plenty to get into in relation to the Buckeyes, of course, as I said, some NBA stuff as well with the Cavs set to tip in about 90 minutes from now. So we will talk about that. We will talk to Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. I knew I was going to do it. I knew it coming up at 2:40 about all things NFL. And I do think that is a good place to start, Jake, because while I was sitting and watching these playoff games this weekend, I felt like there was actually a lot that we were able to sort of learn about the landscape of the NFL in relation to the Cleveland Browns. And one of those things just so happens to be a team that was in the exact same path that the Browns find themselves in right now with the number 2 overall pick. And suddenly that team, the Washington Commanders, find themselves in the NFC Championship game. It is the turnaround of all turnarounds when it comes to quickly going from being one of the worst teams in football to one of the best teams in football. And I understand why fans were watching this weekend and getting excited about the idea that can be potentially what happens for the Browns. And I will say this, because when we were having these debates about do you tear it all down and start all over, or do you, try to thread the needle and figure it out and stay competitive? One of the things that I pointed to, I'm not trying to say I like started this take, it's an obvious take, but I kept pointing to the Commanders as an example of like why you don't have to strip it all down to nothing in this league. Like, if you make the right picks, whether that's a quarterback or otherwise, and if it is the quarterback and you make the right pick at a quarterback, your team can instantly do what the Commanders are doing and become a team that has a chance to actually chase that dream of a Super Bowl. And so that's why I've kind of felt that way. And so to see it play out even better, like I was just saying that about the regular season. Now we're talking about a team that's also made a run to the NFC Championship game. It's pretty remarkable. And obviously we all hope that that's the direction that the Browns can go if they're able to find the right quarterback at number 2.
Yeah, I think there's some key differences between the two though. Like you look at where the Browns are at compared to where the Commanders are at, they sort of did strip it all down. Maybe not from a player perspective. Like, to some degree, they were already pretty bare bones as it was, and they hit on a lot of their picks.
Yeah.
But
well,
they
and there was a lot
it,
of other change.
Right,
owner,
they stripped it down
coach,
from the top down. Yeah, yeah. Your owner ended up coming out. Like, Dan Snyder was run out of town and run out of the NFL. And then, you changed head coaches, you changed coordinators, the entire way that you ran your offense. Like, yeah, there's similarities. You have two, you can turn it around, but it's also... it's a little different at the same time. Like, the Browns are, hey, same regime, just plug somebody into it. Not to say that it can't happen and it can't work in the same way, but they definitely had other things going for them.
So you were less encouraged at watching this weekend by a...
Well, I couldn't have been less encouraged. I might have been, like, moderately... encouragement on the same level. My encouragement stayed maybe just plateaued rather than climbed up. I don't think that it could have gotten lower from watching the Commanders
see,
play well.
See, because I do think the other part of this too, Jake, is like as you watch the rest of these games, and even, I mean, really, even the Commanders-Lions game, I can't tell you how many times I want to call them the other team name. Like,
yeah.
I've been able to shake like Los Angeles Chargers from San Diego. Like, I used to get that one wrong all the time, but like that one wasn't as hard. For some reason, I can't shake the old nickname of that team. I don't know why. It's the first thing that comes to mind every time. Anyway,
I feel like that's my superpower. I shake these
team
names.
It's just easy?
I just, nothing. It's just gone out of my head. Like when the Indians switch over to the Guardians, not difficult.
Don't get people started, Jake.
Yeah, well, I'm well aware, but I'm just saying that was one.
Especially
that,
on a day like today, we got to be politically correct. Is not the way to go anymore, Jake. Come on.
But I probably split in like what 2 weeks, like 2 weeks getting acclimated, if that. And I was like, okay,
remember
yeah. Guardians
we had like
is
a fake. We had like a fake fine jar for that. I think like Andy used to have a jar in his office where he was like, if you say it wrong, we're gonna fine you, and then nobody ever actually got fined for it because
I
messed
it
up.
Give Earl credit for Earl the Pearl was the one who came up with that idea. He created the jar and he gave it to Andy and was like, "This is the swear jar essentially."
But Andy was too busy listening for us to mess things up. Than if we were messing up the Guardians or Indians. Yeah, he didn't really catch that one. Anyway, but no, I think like the other part of this and the Commanders are obviously part of this group was as encouraging as it was. To see what the Commanders are doing and realize, Browns are sort of in that position this year. They have the number two overall pick. If they draft a quarterback and it's the right quarterback, they too can make a great run, a deep run in the playoffs. But the other part I think that was more discouraging is realizing that if you don't have that quarterback, you're pretty much screwed. Like, there's a legitimate cap and ceiling to what you can accomplish without one of those guys. Just look at the AFC. You had Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson. One of those teams was going to lose. Josh Allen comes out on top. On the opposite of that, you got the Chiefs. And CJ Stroud is kind of a guy on the rise. He had a down year this year. But like Chiefs are the Chiefs. They come out victorious in that one. And then on the flip side, you have the two of the best quarterbacks in the NFC. And I think the NFC list of like great quarterbacks is a lot smaller, obviously, than the AFC.
Yeah.
But Jalen Hurts and now Jaden Daniels – well, honestly, there might be an argument to be made that he's the best quarterback in the NFC right now, which is kind of crazy. We can maybe get into that a little bit. But, like, you're realizing that if you don't have that quarterback, there's only so far that you're even going to be able to go. And on top of that, just look around the AFC because there's quarterbacks that were even left out that are great. Joe Burrow in your division. You have Burrow and Lamar to get through. Across the entire AFC, you have Burrow, Lamar, Allen, and Mahomes to get through. So it was a reminder of, like, yeah, the Browns really need to figure that position out as soon as possible, whether that's this year or next year, in terms of drafting a guy and developing him into that player. But also, there was some hope in that if they do find the right guy this year, maybe that could be them making a run of the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, I think we can all agree that step one is find a quarterback that is going to work next year. Like, you have to figure out next year if you're Andrew Barron or Kevin Stefanski, because that might be all you have.
Yeah.
But you also need to find a quarterback that's going to get you the future, right? You also look at all these quarterbacks, Spencer. Guess who drafted them?
Yeah, the teams they play for.
The teams they play for drafted.
And that's key here because the Browns tried to cut the line.
Yeah.
I mean, and we can call it what it is. I don't blame them for trying to cut the line, by the way. I've been adamant on this station. Like, I do not blame them for the idea of we need to move on from Baker Mayfield. We need a better quarterback. So they went out and tried to get one. The problem is, obviously, who they picked to be that guy. They didn't necessarily vet enough what the mental side of this was all going to look like for Deshaun Watson and the other stuff, how much that was going to weigh on him, and that he was just a bad representation of your organization and it wasn't going to really sit well with fans unless he started playing good football, and then that didn't come to fruition. So we can knock all day who they picked, but I don't blame that franchise quarterback at all. The problem is they made the wrong decision. So they tried to cut the line. That didn't work. Look around this. The other team, the Jets with Aaron Rodgers, the Broncos at the time with Russell Wilson, and now he went to the Steelers, and the Steelers, to a less extent, trying to cut the line, obviously.
Yeah, they're never trying to cut the line. They're just trying, like,
they're just trying to not be bad, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, no, actually, we'll pull another number.
Yeah.
Well, is it okay if we just, like, go halfway back? We don't go the whole way back. Yeah. We don't do that. Can we just, like, you know, get right in there's a shorter line. We have, like, the VIP access. It's like a fast lane. Can we do that? Yeah.
Yeah. They're just trying to stay afloat, basically. So yeah, they didn't cut the line as much, but like all those quarterbacks that basically these teams all tried to chase during that sort of range of years where there was rumors that these veteran guys could want out of their situations, all those experiments failed. And so now you're left again back to the baseline of way you find a franchise quarterback is by drafting and developing one. So yes. They do have to find that guy. I think the next part of this question and the conversation, Jake, does become, is what the Washington Commanders did even replicable with this quarterback class? Because it feels kind of to me like last year was the year to have the second overall pick, and this year it's a little bit more hit or miss.
Yeah, so the one, I feel like everybody's thought processes on these two quarterbacks are what they were 4 months ago. Like, is this a tremendous quarterback class? Do we have five guys going in the top 15 picks? No, absolutely not. Like 2023 is an anomaly.
I mean, if Will Howard wins the championship tonight, he's not going to skyrocket into the first. I'm kidding.
Yeah, PSA. Everybody's saying that Will Howard would fit with the Browns. Put your phones down.
I've had
down.
People texting me that during Please. Games. Like, Will Howard to the Browns? And I'm like, don't do it.
Please.
Do not talk yourself into Will Howard.
Please
no,
put
no.
your phone down.
I like Will Howard. I respect Will Howard. He's going to be a fine, like, third-round pick quarterback, and maybe ends up being, like, a great backup in this league, but I do not want him as my starting quarterback that I'm taking first.
Great backup, quality CFL quarterback, XFL, you know? I see a lot in his future. I just don't see
Former
him as a...
future high school coach.
Yeah, just not a starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Whatever, however you have to paint it, not a starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. It's just, like, no, it is a worse class, yes, because... last year's class was so insane, but it's not to say that you can't have one of these guys turn out to be a franchise quarterback. Like, you could have the guy at number two. It is as replicable as getting a great quarterback at number two. Now, I don't know that you get Jaden Daniels, because that guy looks like he's playing out of his mind.
What we're asking, right, is like, is there a Jaden Daniels that you can get at number two?
I don't know that there's ever a Jaden Daniels.
And that's factoring it. Well, there was last year.
But I'm saying... other than Jaden Daniels,
see, but
how often is that?
That's not fair, though, because there are years where there's quarterback classes that have like three or four guys that people think are going to be good. Now, last year might be an anomaly because you had two rookies that made the playoffs. One in Caleb Williams that I think still showed some promise that he could be good. Yeah. If he gets the right coach in there, maybe that changes. Drake May obviously showed some good things on a team that was really bad. And we had the jury's obviously still out on J.J. McCarthy. So last year's class is an anomaly in that, like, yeah, that group is really good. But there are years where there's at least two quarterbacks that become great quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, but it's how quick do they become it and how quickly does it translate to team success? It's usually not quick. Like, Drake May looked really good. Like you said, his team won three games. It did not matter that he looked good, and he wasn't playing the whole season, but same. Like, either way, they won three games as a total with Drake May at quarterback looking good. It doesn't necessarily translate to team success. So I would argue that, yes, there could be a great quarterback there, a quarterback that the Browns could have as a franchise quarterback. When you talk replicable, though, you run into the problem of Jaden Daniels might just not be replicable. Like, somebody that poised and a team that ready to go for team success might not just be right around the corner.
But what does need to be replicable is finding your franchise quarterback. Whether he hits immediately and he has the Jaden Daniels success that we saw this year, or whether it takes some time, they need to know and feel comfortable that they're getting that guy in some way, shape, or form. And that's the big dilemma that they face, obviously, with the number two overall pick. Is the Commanders' run to the NFC Championship game something the Browns can replicate? I want to get Meredith in on this. She actually hails from the D.C. area. So she has a lot of insight into what this organization used to be, how far they've come. We can get into that with you guys as well. 216-474-0092 on Twitter at Spencito underscore and at Volnick Jake. Hit us up in any way you can. Coming up in about 6 minutes, we keep the conversation going. Is what the Commanders did this year replicable for the Browns, who have the number 2 pick this year? Keep it locked. Spencer German, Jake Volnick with you on The Fan.